Hey y'all, this your girl Shawana doing another podcast. I hope everyone's doing great on this Friday. I'm still excited about doing this podcasting thing, letting go and let God take control of my excess movement. I know it's been a couple days. Like I said, this new job has me going, but I have not forgot about my podcasting and letting God use me to speak. And whatever I'm saying, I hope it's helping somebody and reaching out to someone. I want to talk about transforming your mind. And that is a big subject, because a lot of times we can't get past go, or get past the stop sign, or get past ourselves unless we transform our mind. The Bible says you have to transform your mind. You have to let it go and let God take control. We are to live in this world, but we're not to be a part of this world, meaning that we're not supposed to be doing everything everybody else do if you're a Christian. And the most important thing is transforming your mind. You got to get your mindset together to seek God. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're on this earth, and our mind is supposed to be seeking God. And the goal is getting into heaven to be with Him. Our goal is not to be here on earth and to have everything on earth, because nothing on earth belongs to us. And scripture says, God says this, do not store nothing here on earth. And that's the biggest thing, the biggest mistake that we all been making. We try to have everything right now here on earth, and that's not the goal that we're supposed to be doing. We are the salt of the earth. Yes, we are. Which means that we're here on this earth to do God's work, to bring those that don't know Him to Him. That's our mission. But we have to have our mind transformed for that mission. And we don't. We so busy want to have this and that. We want to have the biggest house. We want to have the biggest cars. We want to have all this money in our bank account. And when we die, we can't take none of it with us. That's what we don't get. We're not supposed to be storing all this here on earth. We're not supposed to be living our life here as if we're going to stay here forever. That's not the goal. We're supposed to be pushing to be with God, because He said He already got a mansion prepared for us up there in heaven with everything we need. So why are we down here trying to keep everything to ourselves like we can take it with us? We got to transform our mind. The mindset that we have is messed up. The mindset we have is that we're selfish. We want to have everything. We don't want to help nobody. And then we pray to God and thank Him for the blessings He gives us. But you're not doing what God say do. Because the blessing that He's giving you is not for you to keep to yourself. He said when He bless you, you're supposed to bless somebody else. You're supposed to help them to get to wherever you at. That's what it's all about. We're supposed to be loving one another and sharing and helping. Not downgrading, not hurting, and stepping on each other's backs. That's not what we're supposed to be doing, but that's what we are doing. And we're supposed to be teaching our children the way they should go. But we're not doing that because we don't know our way our own self. We don't. We lost. Our minds are lost. Our body, our soul, our spirits is lost right now. And I can tell you, I can speak about myself, because I'm not perfect. No, I'm not. I'm a work in progress. Because each day I got to pray for the Lord to give me strength mentally, spiritually, and physically. And to get on that path that He got me going on to do His will. Because it's so easy to fall off. Got too many temptations out here, down here on this earth. We got so much going on, everybody doing the same thing, want to be the same thing, trying to be ahead. And we lose the focus on what God say do. I work at an elementary school, and it hurts my heart to see how lost those kids are, how behind some are, and how the parents out there are not there to support the kids. And the children, they just there. And the teachers, they're frustrated because they're trying to teach these children, and they can't because the kids don't want to learn, or they can't learn. And it's just a brick wall that they're hitting every day with the disciplinary problems with the children, because there's no discipline at home. Because Lord say, train up a child, don't spare the rod. We're supposed to be disciplined and teaching them, and they're not getting that. They're just going whichever they want to go. They're letting the social media and the TV teach them, and the kids come to school acting and thinking they like these personas and people they see out there on TV. That's not what it is. We got to change our mindset. We got to transform our mind. When you start transforming your mind and asking God to open up your mind to live for Him, to let go and to surrender everything to Him, you're going to start seeing everything in a spiritual way. In everything you do, whatever people say or how everything happened in your life, you ain't gonna have no worries about it, because you know God with you all the way. You ain't gonna be stressing. See, that's why we stressing right here. We stressing because we ain't transform our mind to be what God want us to be. We so busy trying to live like the Joneses down here on earth instead of pushing the goal of being with God. When you got your mind set on Him, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't gonna be stressed behind no bills. You ain't gonna be stressed behind no house or no car, because you already know it's not for me to keep down here in the first place. God give you enough for you to get by. He give you enough that He wants you to have. Not enough for you to stay here on earth and keep. That's not what He giving you and blessing you for. That's not what He doing. He not blessing you to stay here on this earth and have all this stuff. That's not what He blessing you for. He blessing you to do His will. Because the bigger picture is up there where He at. And that's where all the bigger blessings are. Not down here. That's why I don't be worrying about it. I used to be stressing about this and stressing about that. I ain't got money for this, I ain't got money that, I can't save this and I can't save that. But when I start reading that word and start reading that Bible and start understanding God's word, and when He say that you don't need to be storing here nothing on earth, I stop worrying about having money and saving for this and saving for that. And I start thanking God and praying, God, just give me enough to get by, or what you need me to get by with. I ain't gonna worry about everything else, because I know you're gonna provide and it's gonna fall in place. I'm broke like a joke, but I still help somebody else, and I ain't got nothing myself. That's transforming your mind. When you know you ain't got nothing, but you still help somebody else, and at the end of the day, God gonna bless you and them too. That's transforming your mind. That's what we have to understand. But we can't do that. We gotta put buts and obstacles and all this when it comes to doing God's will. I'm gonna help you, but well, I ain't got it because I got this to pay. I don't know. I can't be helping everybody. I got this my own self. Last time I helped that person, they didn't pay me back. So what? You missed the whole picture from the beginning. You missed it. You're going to get paid back abundantly when God bless you. So we got to stop worrying about little petty stuff like that. If we truly, truly, truly put our trust in the Lord, this whole world will be a whole better place. If we truly, truly read His word and surrender everything to Him and transform our minds and our hearts and our souls to what He say do, this world wouldn't be in the way it is. We wouldn't be stressing. We will be fighting against one another. We'll be loving one another. And Satan couldn't come around here and do nothing. He wouldn't have no place to be. But because we can't trust God all the way, that's why he out here having a good time out here on this world. Having a picnic and a playground and just having a good old time. Messing us up, having us fighting against each other, killing one another. That's what he wants. And we got to stop it. We got to realize. We got to. I mean, this came to me today because I was at work today. And I'm just looking at school, looking at all this stuff that's going on with the teachers and these children. And I'm looking at parents coming here for conferences. And even co-workers against one another. And I was just walking down the hallway and I was just even praying, saying, Lord, we got to transform our mind. We got to stop this. And I was like, Lord Jesus, I need you to just come walk through this school right now and let your light shine and blessing come right now. Because this stuff got to stop. And then that's how I started thinking about the subject I'm talking about right now, transforming our mind, transforming our hearts. We got to be about God's business. We got to realize that what's going here on this earth, we can't be a part of that if we're Christians. If we trust and believe in God, we can't be doing what everybody else doing. We can't be partying, going to the club and drinking and smoking and doing all that. And then we stepping church on Sunday morning with a hangover, talking about thank you Lord. Now scriptures say you can't serve two masters. You gonna love one or you gonna hate the other. Which one you gonna do? I'd rather love one, the one that's gonna take care of me and protect me and help me and got a mansion in heaven for me. I ain't trying to love that other one that's just gonna keep bringing me down to pain and suffering. Pretend that the grass is green on the side for me, and then when I get there, there ain't nothing but gravel and rocks. Because that's what he do. He gives you illusions, false pretenses. That's who we run up behind instead of believing in the promise that God gives us. We got to stop going over there to that gravel and rocks and stop listening to those false pretenses that he give us and make everything shiny. And then when we get there, it ain't nothing but dull and copper. We got to stop doing it. We got to start loving one another. That's the main commandment that he has for us. It's the love, not hate. And we got to transfer our minds to love in our hearts, especially our hearts. When you get that into that soul and let God close that hole in your soul if you ever been hurt, when he closes that, and when you get that soul anchored back into him, you're going to understand what I'm saying right now about transforming your mind and your heart. You're going to understand it. But if you ain't anchored in the Lord, all you're going to hear me saying a bunch of words coming out my mouth and probably be saying, who she thinks she talking to? How she going to tell somebody something? See, people that ain't got themselves in God, that's what they say. She can't tell nobody nothing. She did this. She did that. Yes, I did. I done did all this stuff. And that's why I can speak about what I'm saying. See, I can't come out here and say nothing about nothing if I ain't went through it, if I ain't done it. And if I know what God ain't did for me and how he transformed my mind and he's still transforming it, I can speak about it. That's what it's all about. See, that's the service that I'm doing. That's the mission he got me doing. To let somebody else that's out there lost to know, hey, this is what you can do. This person here can help you. You don't need to call on but one person. He gonna get you back right. I was lost for 20 years. What he say? Amazing grace, how sweet. I was blind, now I can see. And I was blind for so long. And I was in the church, but I wasn't of the church, if you understand what I'm saying. I didn't know God. I knew him, but I didn't know. I wasn't anchored to him the way I should have been, but I am now. And it's a process. It ain't easy. Temptation is everywhere. That's why you got to keep praying. You got to ask him to keep you strong mentally and spiritually, because so many things can come across you to break you down, to get you back off track with him. Because that's all that Satan wants. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to be blessed by God. He wants you to suffer. He want to give you those false pretenses and keep using you. So we got to let all that stuff go and get ourselves transformed and back in the spirit. Each day is a new day with God's grace and mercy. Because without his grace and mercy, we wouldn't be here. And you know he gives us renewed mercies every day, which means we can start over fresh every day. Whatever we did wrong yesterday, we can correct it today. And we have to thank God for, Lord, thank you for letting me get up this morning. And I can correct what I did yesterday. I know I messed up. Forgive me for that. And I can make it right today. Some of us don't have that chance to do that. But some of us gone. Some of us are already gone up there with God. Or some of us gone downstairs with old Satan. I talked about in my other past podcast about bereavement. You know, and that's the thing. It goes hand to hand when you bereavement. You have to have your mind transformed to understand about bereavement. Because it's a process. When you anchored in the Lord, you understand that that person's soul is already gone. And that shell of a body is what we look at when we go to the funeral. That's the body. We all a shell. Our spirit leave and go to heaven. The body go back to the ground, to dirt. And that's what we have to be working on. Our spirit. To save that spirit. So when it's time for us to go, that our spirit goes upstairs and not downstairs. Because that shell that we was in, that our spirit was in, it's just going to go back to the ground, to dirt. Because that's what we was made from. But we got to transform our soul, our mind. That's the key to be with God. We got to do his work and do his will. We got to stop worrying about the earthly possessions and trying to have everything here on earth, because that's not what we're here for. We're not meant to be on this earth to stay and have all this stuff. Because he said, don't store nothing here on earth. Our job is to do whatever mission he has for us to be on this earth and how long he has us to do it. And when it's time for us to come home, he gonna call us home after we've completed what we supposed to been done for him. That's the whole goal of our life. That's all it is. He loves us so much. And yes, he gonna reward us here on earth. Yeah, because he put us here on earth. He gonna give us what we need. Because our needs and his needs are not the same. And we have to recognize the needs that he gives us and be thankful for him. Not complain about what we don't have. And thankful for what he has given us, because that's what we needed. And nothing more. That's all about transforming your mind and understanding. When you can understand that, when you can understand that, everything gonna fall in place. And you can be rich and not be rich. And when I say that, you can be rich, meaning that you can be rich in the spirit and with the blessings God has given you. You ain't got to have no big old house and a big old car and all this money to be rich. And I'm going to leave that right there. So again, I just want to talk for a couple seconds about transforming your mind. Because we got to do that, especially as Christians. We got to get renewed at times. We got to get revived back to doing God's will and work. and just as a human being, period, getting out here into this world and doing God's will and helping one another, loving one another, teaching each other, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to treat one another. Women, men, children, we got to do this. Because Lord knows what's going on in the world. There's so much hate, so much killing, so much going on. And we as Christians, we get lost in the shuffle because we're trying to be like everybody else and not stand up for God. So I hope whatever I said these couple minutes can help somebody, that somebody can just look in the mirror, they can just take time and just look at the word of God and understand like exactly what I'm saying. You got to transform your mind. You got to think from a different aspect. You got to step out the box. Because when you start transforming your mind into what God wants you to be and start doing His will, you start seeing things very clear. You start seeing the people that you need to be around and the people that you don't. Everybody ain't going to go with you on that journey when you start going down that road. They're not going to go on that road with you. You might be down that road by yourself, or it might be a couple with you that God wants you to have with you. But when you start getting on that journey, everything going to come crystal clear. And you start understanding. And friends that you think going to be friends, you ain't going to see them. Because then God going to show you they weren't your friend from the beginning. Family that you thought was family, He going to show you that too. And then He going to put people in your surroundings that need to be there with you to do His will. So again, I hope everyone has had a blessed day, a happy Friday. And I hope whatever I say can help somebody. And just look in that mirror. Start reading that word and start praying the Lord to transform your mind, to transform your heart and your spirit, and bring you closer to Him. And when you start opening your eyes and start seeing things crystal clear, you will understand what I'm saying. So I hope y'all have a great evening, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.